Now, that leads me to my next question. The comprehensive plan came about during the entire Rams situation, mm-hmm. where basically the members of the Ways and Means Committees extracted concessions to get a more robust minority contracting scheme. Scheme is not the right word, but, you know, project.
Mechanism. Yeah.
I did not mean that derisively. And also the agreement to the comprehensive plan. Now, you've garnered some criticism for voting for that, but also this is relevant because the MLS stadium
in the Scott trade situation is
happening like tomorrow. So give me kind of your perspective as mayor of how you would deal with these stadium situations, because you're on record as voting for one, and I think you're on record of being against this MLS situation. I want the listeners to know what your mindset was for both of those things.
Yeah, I appreciate the question, because this is it is a little bit more complicated than a soundbite can make it. So let me tell you first is that as an alderman, it has been incredibly frustrating that given the needs of our city, in the last 15 months, the mayor has given us not a proposal to increase money for police or to add more officers on the street or to make our city safer. He's given us not one, but three stadium proposals. And on the way out the door is talking about a sales tax increase and not one dime can be used for more cops. So it's frustrating. And so back then, as you recall, the city had entered into a really dumb deal about 25 years ago that said that we had to upgrade the dome or build a new dome or let the team go. And so when Slay brought this to us, number one, I joined other aldermen and introduced a bill that said that we wanted to go to a public vote. The majority would not let that out of committee, so it died. So then we called on the mayor to make sure this goes to a public vote. He said no. And so it fell onto the Board of Aldermen to make a decision. So what we did was hold the bill and use it as leverage to force the mayor to finally address the issue of crime in the city. So we sat down, not with him personally, but with his chief of staff to formulate what we called a comprehensive crime plan. We got that. We also got the largest concessions for minority participation on any project in the city of St. Louis history. So if that dome was going to get built, or if that new stadium was going to get built, it was going to really improve a lot of people's lives, people who have been trying to get into trade industries for a long time. And so at the end of the day, number one, at the Board of Aldermen, if a sponsor is so kind as to give you control of their bill and make vast changes, you got to vote for it. And number two is that what we recognize is that we put language in there that if the city was going to put in $70 million, one dime would not go towards it unless it was matched by over $1 billion coming from private and state funds. And so what we know is that we had an owner who had made public that he wasn't interested in putting a dime into staying in the city. And in fact, he had a contract that said he didn't have to spend a dime. And so what we were willing to do was do what I called the first step of a multiple step dance. So we made the first step. And if Kroenke made another step, and if the state came in, then we could dance. We made the first step and it died real quick. The owner made it very clear that he was not interested in dancing.
As Sharon Tyus said, we threw money at the stripper and the stripper threw the money back.
The stripper threw the money
that
back.
That was one of the greatest political quotes of all time.
Continue. Politically, though, is if the city did not act in any way, then Kroenke would claim forever that he left because the city did nothing. And so people, I think, clearly saw that the city was willing to do something and, you know, Kroenke was not willing to do anything. Now, this differs greatly from these current deals. These current deals don't have the same concessions that we worked into the bill. These don't require as large of private investment. And in fact, they have no county and no state money. And so it cannot be on the city of St. Louis alone to build all the amenities of the region. Mm-hmm. If the county isn't chipping in, if the state isn't chipping in, I can't support it.
Do you think the county should just spring up and chip in out of the goodness of its heart? Because it doesn't seem like SCSTL has done the robust engagement necessary for that to occur.
Well, I think the argument can be made that the ownership group has not worked very hard or well to build the coalition that they need to build to get this done, and that they are relying upon the current mayor in his final days to grant their wishes like a genie. But that's not going to happen. And so the idea that they're going to spring a deal on the Board of Aldermen and we're going to vote on it in 24 hours is just not
So you're likely. A no on that right now.
I'm a no. It's an awful deal. It cannot be on the city taxpayers alone to bear the burden of these stadiums.
You're opposed to the public money going to the stadium. What about the sales tax that would trigger the use tax? So you've got the sales tax increase for the economic development. Are you viewing that as a separate issue, or do you still think that that's a bad deal?
I am not a big fan of how this sales tax is currently written. Now, it's being billed as a Metrolink sales tax. Now, the problem is that you're promising something you can't deliver. Number one, the plan is not even finished to say what exactly the route would be or how much it would cost. But what we know is that the sales tax alone is not even close to being able to pay for what people are thinking they're going to get. That's going to be a problem down the road. Number two is that, what often happens in city government is if you're going to ask for $1 billion, you might as well ask for $2 billion. So then we move beyond just the Metrolink, and it's because only half of this sales tax would go towards that. And then we start adding these other things. One of them says public safety, but because of the way this bill works, not one dime can go towards police officers. That's a problem. And so you're talking about increasing our sales tax yet again. St. Louis City is already close to having the highest sales tax in the country, and not one dime will be put towards what everybody says is our highest priority, which is real public safety, more officers on the street, and better pay for new cops.
So if this comes up for a vote in Ways and Means tomorrow, which would be Thursday the 26th, are you a yes or a no on the sales tax?
So I think we have an opportunity to generate new revenue. We got to make sure it goes to the right thing. So what I'm going to do is propose that we change the state authorization on how it is being asked for. You know, they ask for under the state law to be able to raise sales tax that only requires 50% of the vote. Now, that is what limits us from not being able to use this money for police officers. Instead of doing it the right way, which would require a larger percentage of the vote, but then we can use the funds for actually what people want it to be used for.
Wouldn't it be 66% of the vote?
It would.
That would be a tough sell.
Well, I don't. If it goes for what people want. Now, if you can promise them that they're going to get more police to the level that we agreed, that we asked for when we passed the sales tax 15 years ago, It said it was supposed to get up to the level of 1,400. We never got close to that. And if we're going to actually be serious about a north-south Metrolink stop, I think those are two things that people will support if they trust that the money is going to go to what they're saying they're voting for. And that has not happened in the past, which I think is why you've seen issues, even like the bond issue, fail last year.